You better get it up for Todd Furman, everybody's favorite degenerate sports gambling expert. Todd, what's up? How are you?
It's Daytona week, boys. Time to be excited for the start of the 2017 race season.
Oh, I'm fired up, let me tell you.
I think NASCAR should just throw it and let Dale Jr. win this year.
Well, that's what's the odds on Dale?
I really thought they were going to throw it and let Dale win the pole, but I guess that would have been too obvious. So they had to have Chase just sneak by him in the second round of qualifying. Dale is the favorite, though, at about 5.5, 6-1, followed by the Penske boys in Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski right around 7-1, and then everybody else a log jam from, let's call it 10 to 15, until you get down to that second-tier driver.
Dale Jr. Tennessee Vanderbilt tonight. It's hard to read these teams. We were talking earlier. They could go a week and win both games. They could go a week and lose both games. Doesn't really matter who they're playing. It's really been kind of a crazy year for both teams, but they're both 500 in the SEC. I noticed that the line opened at 2, and now it's pushed up to 3, 3.5 now in some places. What's going on there?
Numbers ticked out a little bit, of course. Vanderbilt has a chance for revenge for a game that didn't quite go the way they would have drawn up earlier this season, losing at home by 12. I think you're going to see some professional money actually come in on Vandy as this number trends towards 3.5. No real strong opinion for me, but I will say, guys, if we're talking about bubble hopes and Tennessee's at-large candidacy, these are games they can't afford to win. The Vols really don't have a road win to speak of. Obviously, this wouldn't help that category, but you need to win as many home games as possible and then probably sweep that road duo coming up this Saturday at South Carolina and at LSU if they're going to get at-large consideration.
What is the mojo like in Vegas in terms of sports gambling and volume? NFL, clear-cut number one, no question about that. Then college football. Is college basketball third?
Well, if you depends how you define college basketball. If we're talking regular season games a Saturday during February, January, November, December, it really becomes an afterthought. But the 4 days of the NCAA tournament, and not even those four of the opening round, I'll say that Thursday and Friday, those become two of the biggest sports days as far as betting is concerned, right behind the Super Bowl. Just given the volume of games, the fact the public really wants to try and tangle in as many of those as possible with 32 different betting options, even more if you include sides and totals. That's when college basketball comes to the forefront. Other than that, it really becomes a playground for some of the professionals. Aside from some of the marquee games that will happen on a Saturday, or even tonight, I'm sure you'll get a little bit of handle on the ACC games between Syracuse and Duke and the late game between North Carolina and Louisville.
Yeah, that's a good one for sure. At Todd Furman on Twitter. Todd Furman with us every Thursday at 4:30.
Well, Todd, who do you have winning those games, Duke and Syracuse and UNC and Louisville?
I actually like Syracuse tonight, catching 3.5. I think this is a game where the Orange really need to show up. I know we talked a little bit about Tennessee and how they have to play their way into the tournament. Syracuse let a huge opportunity for a road win at Georgia Tech get away from them. But this Duke team starting to click on all cylinders. Their future odds never got above 10-1, and I think books that were a little bit conservative despite their midseason struggles when Coach K were out have been rewarded because this team has an extremely high ceiling when their three-pointers are falling. Louisville, North Carolina game's been interesting. This number opened at 6. Saw a little bit of money come in on Louisville last night, but since then, his number has really pushed out to 8, 8.5. So you've seen pretty pronounced sharp money coming in there on Carolina. This is a team with veteran leadership, guys, that I think not only will be a tough out for the remainder of ACC play in the conference tournament, but has all the pieces to make a very deep run in March and maybe get that national title they let slip through their fingers a season ago.
Well, we touched on a little bit. Who do you have favored for the Daytona 500?
It's Dale. It basically, you look at not only because he's a popular driver, but some of the success he's had on play tracks. And then Penske teammates Joey Logano and Brad Kay, they led 42% of laps on what are called restrictor plate races. I know Mickey knows that term, but the races run at Daytona and Talladega. This is a very difficult race for professional bettors to try and get involved in, though, because no matter who you bet, no matter what price you have, there's a huge propensity to get caught up in the big wreck. So pros kind of treat this as more of a wait-and-see spectacle, and they'll start to get involved in Atlanta, Phoenix, and Vegas in coming weeks.
Well, two of the most maligned, I guess, athletes in the NFL and the NBA, their talks of trade, who are the best teams to get them, and that is Jay Cutler in the NFL, and that's Carmelo Anthony in the NBA.
Interesting. I'm not sure there's a massive market for Jay Cutler out there for any of these teams, knowing that the Bears will most likely look to cut him if they can't find a suitable trade partner. I just really can't see Jay going to the likes of maybe a Cleveland or Jets and serving as a placeholder if he's not able to win. So it's going to be fascinating to try and see how that all unfolds this offseason. And when we talk about Carmelo Anthony, the fact that the Knicks haven't really done anything yet, I don't think he's a good fit in Boston. I have to imagine the Celtics would much prefer to have Jimmy Butler and sign him to a longer-term deal. And while he was favored to go to the Clippers a few short weeks ago. I'm not sure L.A. is really in the market. I really believe Carmelo will finish out the season as a Knick.
Yeah.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter.
Todd, can Magic fix the Lakers?
It's going to take Magic an awfully long time, and if you go back and look through some of the tweets that Magic has sent out in the past for players that he thought the Lakers should go after, I think Magic's going to have a lot of soul-searching to do when it comes to figuring out the salary cap. And I'm still not sure that Magic, even if he brings in Kobe Bryant, we know those guys as figureheads, it's a much different world when you're constantly watching film for 14 to 16 hours trying to identify talent. It's going to be so important for Magic to surround him with support staff, because I don't think Magic is going to want to do a lot of the dirty work required to get the Lakers back to where a lot of us expect them to be.
It's surprising to me. You look at how robust financially the NBA is right now, and they're doing it with crap in New York and crap in Los Angeles, and those are the two markets where they want to be great.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, and I really believe it's TV markets, and it's such a star-driven league that even if you don't have the best players playing in those marquee media markets, you can still go out there and thrive. I mean, we know what LeBron has done to Cleveland. He's made them must-see TV. The Golden State Warriors, hey, I mean, every time they're on national TV, numbers are there, and I think them moving into an arena in downtown San Francisco all of a sudden catapults them, I won't say from a second-tier franchise, but that value goes through the roof, and it puts a lot more pressure on the Knicks, the Lakers, and we can throw the Chicago Bulls into that fold as well, because they haven't been anything to write home about over the last handful of years either.
Did I see that Vegas may now get baseball too? Are you guys making deals with the devil out there or something?
They're talking about this quite a bit, and it's still mind-boggling to me, honestly. When you consider some of the logistics and hurdles that Vegas will have, I mean, this is still a population that we'll call 2 million on the high end. It's not an extremely affluent city. Casino culture really dominates. And the fact if you have night games, let's call it 81 home games that they'll have to fill for Major League Baseball,
Yeah. You
have about a third of the population that works those hours.
Yeah.
So you're talking about trying to fill a stadium, even if it's only 35,000 fans. I think we need a walk before we run as a city. As a fan of professional athletics, I'd love all the teams to come here. From an economic standpoint, I just think it's setting everything up to be an absolute dumpster.
Yeah, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is saying the following, quote, "It's a conversation that's ongoing with the owners. Las Vegas could be a viable market for us." Close quote. And Bud Selig said 4 years ago that Major League Baseball would never have a team in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Bud said a lot of things. He also allowed an All-Star game to end in a tie. So we don't need to talk about Mr. Selig and his lasting impact on Major League Baseball. But I think, guys, it's all these teams that want new stadiums. They're going to use Vegas as leverage, and it kind of becomes the sexy siren in the desert. Well, if you're not going to give us what we want in our backyard, we're going to go to Vegas. I don't think it pencils. I'm going to be fascinated to see how the Golden Knights do. I just hope the attendance numbers throughout the first season are able to continue. And people have to realize when you bring in an expansion franchise, no matter what the sport is, they're going to be growing pains. And this city, more than any other spot I've lived in, really is a front-running town where it's all about flash and dash.
Good stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure, guys.
At Todd Furman on Twitter. You get him there, and he will respond.